The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Currently, there are 12 times more entire properties available for rent on short-term letting platforms than are available for long-term living. That's according to new figures. Nearly 22,000 properties advertised on short-term letting websites are offering tourists and holidaymakers and those heading for concerts and events the opportunity to rent entire houses or properties. Now, this compares to about 1,800 properties which were available for renters across the country on daft.ie. Joining me now to talk about this, political correspondent for the Irish Daily Mirror is Louise Byrne. Louise, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
And also joining me is the independent TD for Kerry and Minister of State, Michael Healy-Ray. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Pat, and good morning, Louise.
Now, Louise, let's go to you. You've got that story today. Tell me, how are these figures calculated? Where did they come from?
Yes, quite interesting figures. And these were shared with Enterprise and Tourism Minister Peter Burke, with Social Democrats housing spokesman Rory Hearn, following a parliamentary question. Now, what Deputy Hearn had asked was about the number of short-term lets. So these are the likes of your Airbnbs that you can stay in for up to 2 weeks. So what Minister Burke said is that there are 34,000 short-term lets that were advertised in the month of May. That was actually up from 33,000 in April. However, of these 34,000 properties, 64% are advertised as an entire house or an entire apartment. And that gives you about 22,000, just shy of 22,000 properties, entire properties. So what I was doing last week is I was keeping an eye on daft.ie, which people will know, renters will know, is the main platform for finding rental properties. And during from when Wednesday onwards, the numbers kind of peaked at around 1,800 properties nationwide available for long-time rentals. This dropped over the course of the week. It was at about 1,600 yesterday. So really, if you look at the number of entire properties available for short-term lets on the four major platforms, they outnumber them by about 12 to 1. So I think, you know, annoying for renters who are really shopping in a very, very, very small market for these rental properties. So quite stark figures that were released by Minister Burke to Deputy Hearn.
Now, Louise, aren't there plans afoot to change all of this and to ensure that only properties that are appropriate to the short-term letting platforms would be on those platforms? They'd have to have permission. They'd have to be registered. When is all that going to happen?
Yeah, that's right. So these are long-awaited plans, and the government, the previous government, was criticised for not bringing in this crackdown on the short-term lets sooner. From May 2026, that's May next year, there will be a requirement for people renting their properties for up to 21 nights to register and to hold a valid registration number for that property that has to be displayed when they're advertising the property. It's going to create a register for all short-term lets in the country, and that will be managed by Fulch Ireland. However, there are current rules in place. You have to have planning permission in certain instances to let out your house for short periods of time. Questions about how that is implemented, whether or not it is implemented properly. And that's also, I think, going to be applied to this new measure. There's also a crackdown on the types of properties that can be rented out. So if you're living in a town with a population of over 10,000 people, the short-term lets will be restricted. You can still rent out your what they call your primary private residence for up to 90 days, but there will be restrictions on, I suppose, other properties going up on the short-term let platform. So there is moves afoot, but how effective they will be, I suppose, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, you could have all the rules in the world, but if you don't have regulation and the application of those rules and checking and so on and inspection, it's going to be meaningless.
Absolutely. And I was chatting to Owen O'Brien about this last week, and he was talking about the rules that Owen Murphy, when he was housing minister, introduced about the rent pressure zones and the fact that you would need planning permission in the rent pressure zones to advertise it. And Owen was saying that at that stage they were looking for, you know, fines for the platforms if they didn't hold up on their side of the deal and if there wasn't all these things put in place, and that was never introduced. So I think it is a fact that, you know, the government is doing this. They're also doing it in line with EU rules. And I suppose that was what they were saying was the hold up, is that they wanted to move on an EU basis. But it has been an area that the government has come under fire for not regulating properly and not monitoring properly.
And so Louise, what is the attitude in Europe? I mean, the Airbnb product has led to huge increases in tourism, maybe some unwanted, but some very welcome to various cities and resorts across Europe. So what does Europe want to do?
So I think it is, again, this idea of, you know, restricting it and making sure that there can be long-term rental properties, because a lot of people, now some people, you know, rent out a room and you might have a spare room in their property and rent that out. And I don't think anyone has a real issue with that. But I suppose, and it comes back to the crux of this story, it's when entire houses are rented out that, you know, that could be long-term rental. The other thing Minister Burke actually said in the Irish sense was that there's no proper way of, you know, it's hard to tell, is the words he used, without register, whether or not these are, that's what people are doing, renting out spare rooms, renting out their own home, or whether or not it is a second home. So I think Airbnbs have become more popular. It, you know, oftentimes it's a cheaper way to travel, but I think it has, I suppose, been an unintended consequence that it is affecting the rental market and the number of homes available to rent, not just here, but across the continent.
All right. Well, we shall see when this happens, how it happens, and how well it is going to be expedited. Louise, I think I gave you a previous title. I should give you your current title, political correspondent with the Irish Examiner.
That's me.
And writing about that story in today's paper. Michael Healy-Ray, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So what is your take on Airbnb? Because I'm sure it's a vital component in the Kerry tourism offering.
Well, of course it is. And first of all, I want to thank Louise for her factual and helpful and informative article in the Irish Examiner today, because it highlights further a problem that we have. And the one thing that I would have to say, government policy, of course, is housing, and trying to help people with regard to securing accommodation, whether that's a local authority accommodation to be provided to them, or ensuring that we have a vibrant market, because there will always be a requirement for private involvement in providing housing. That's just a fact, because no matter what government will be there, or no matter what government policies will be, the state will never be able to take care of the housing needs of all of the people of Ireland. But one thing that has happened progressively over the years, and of course people in opposition are no help whatsoever to this, because they seem to demonise people who own property and who rent it out as though there was something wrong with them. There is nothing wrong with owning a property and renting it out. And before anybody would say to you that I'm talking because I've personal involvement in this, that of course is a fact. But the reason why there's no harm in it, there's nothing wrong with that. I've been doing it since I was 18 or 19. And I've given my lifetime at it, and I'll die at it. And it equips me with first-hand knowledge of exactly what is required to take care of the housing market. But the other thing that I would say, when I'm attending my clinics, predominantly, and over the years it has gotten away, you know, more difficult for people to secure accommodation in the private market. Mm. You have to look at the draw and say, why? Well, obviously, the first thing, when people talk about high rents, and yes, rents are getting, I see young families struggling trying to pay their rent, and even if they're on HAP or other types of state assistance, the costs are very enormous and very overpowering on these young people. But at the end of the day, there is less and less of this accommodation available. And you have to say why. Well, one of the first things that everybody forgets is that when a person collects rent, up to 56% of that goes on tax. Now, people in Sinn Féin and other parties like that, they don't want to hear that sort of talk at all.
Okay, now, Michael.
But it is the reality.
I agree, if you run your letting as a business and pay your taxes and register with the RTB and so on, that it should be fine. However, the argument here is that there are so many properties that may have in the past been let as entire properties in the long-term rental sector, but because there's more money and more security to be had in doing short-term rentals, because you have people's credit card numbers, there's generally not a question of wear and tear or damage and so on. There's more money to be made in the short-term rental system. So people take it out of long-term, put it into short-term, and that decreases the availability of properties that people want and would want to rent. They can't do it because they certainly couldn't afford to do it on a nightly basis. It would be far too expensive.
Well, the answer to that, Pat, is if you take counties like Kerry, balance in life is, of course, what's required. A friend of mine lived to be 108, and what he always said, everything in moderation. Well, we need people to be involved in the private rental market, because we need those businesses to be there. If you take places like County Kerry or anywhere where we have local and national and international tourists, we need short-term accommodation. People involved in the catering, short-term, people who have farmhouses that they've rented out or flats that they've rented out on a short-term basis, they didn't create the housing crisis in Ireland. Neither are they the solution to it. Now, what I would agree with government policy is, and I've said this and I've debated this with ministers, and they all know my view on this. If you have a person who is presently at short-term accommodation, they shouldn't be hounded out of that business. No way in the world. Those people should be allowed to continue what they've been doing in the past. What I would agree 100% with is if a person buys a property that's for sale now in a city or indeed anywhere, and it's been used in long-term residential accommodation, you should be made go through rigors and procedures if you want to change that, and in other words, seek permission to change that to short-term catering. I have no problem with that. So anything that would be brought in would have to take an account of people who are, and you could put a time in it, say, for, and I've suggested this, that say, for instance, people who are self-catering and all that sort of thing for maybe 5 or 6 years, that they would be allowed to continue with their business because they've worked very, very hard. They've built up their property. They've built up their business. And if they are involved in short-term letting, they should be allowed to continue to do so. But yes, of course, if you have people coming along then into the private residential accommodation and buying that and looking to change it over, well, then we're going to have nothing for long-term people. So there's balance in life, but we have to do more. And I do appreciate the efforts of our ministers for housing. They're working very diligently on this matter. It is a number one priority for this government.
All right.
And I'll
read you some of the comments and you can reply. The overregulation and severe reduction in landlords' rights concerning their property means those involved in short-term rentals have no interest in the long-term market, hence the landlord exodus from that long-term market. This problem has been created by politicians legislating for the tenants' interests to the detriment of the landlords' interests. There are more tenants stroke votes than there are landlord votes. Another one. One good reason for that statistic is the rules are very much against landlords, many of whom are just individuals with one or two properties. Many either inherited a property or invested in a property as an alternative to stocks and shares for their pension. Give the landlords the power to remove tenants who abuse a property or simply stop paying. Another one. Short-term lets were supposed to drive down the cost of hotels. That never happened, says Brian. The arrogance of looking for a crackdown on what people can do with their own private property, given how draconian the rules around private rental market, no property owner in their right mind would put their property into that long-term market. Hi, Pat. In Italy, not only is it highly regulated, but the 21% government tax is deducted by Airbnb at the source, so nobody can avoid a tax payment. I ran an Airbnb in Rome for 2 years, says Susan. I'm a small rental landlord. I'm now afraid of renting. No way would I rent the house again. The country is financially ripping off landlords if you play by the rules. A lot of stuff there, but a lot of people saying you'd want to be crazy to go into the long-term rental system. Such are the rules at the moment.
Well, Sherry Fitzgerald's recent report going from January to March of 25 showed that 30% of all of the sales that went through their very good business were actually people that were residential investors that were getting out. In other words, it was houses that were available for rent, they were selling them, and they then obviously were not being bought by new investors going back into the residential market. So as far as I can see, and the facts would prove this and substantiate it, the supply of long-term accommodation in Ireland is dwindling continuously and getting smaller and smaller. And that is then further driving up and increasing the cost of rents. And that is why we have to have balance. That is why those people that wrote in and said, or sent you in messages saying that people involved in this business were being hounded out of it. Sure, of course, they're factually correct. Because again, nobody wants to recognise this. Up to 56% of rental income goes on taxation. So the biggest winner out of it is actually government taxation. But we have to ensure that it is attractive for people to be involved in providing that accommodation. Because if we drive all of those private people out of that business, and it is a business providing accommodation. But if we hunt people out of that, we're going to have a bad situation. And also, if we drive the short-term renters out of that market, that is going to be bad for tourism. It's going to be bad for our small shops, our small businesses. I see it firsthand in County Kerry, the devastating effect that it would have if people that have worked hard in short-term catering and short-term rentals, if they were put out of that. It would have a massive knock-on effect on all of the places that you know so well, like Kenmare and Killarney and around the Ring of Kerry. And the people who have worked so hard to build up what they have. And private ownership of property is very important. Another point that somebody made there, they said about obligations. Yes, of course, there, and rightfully so, there are obligations on property owners with regard to the standard of the accommodation that they have and the way they treat the people that are living in their accommodation. But there also is a very serious and responsibility on the people who rent properties, because the people who own properties, the only reason they do is because they've borrowed money, they've worked hard, and they've set themselves up in this line of business. But those properties have to be respected and protected and minded and given back in the same way that they were got in the first instance. So, like I said earlier on about my friend that lived to be 108, balance in life and measure in life, and trying to ensure that you don't leave anybody behind when you're going forward.
Michael Healy-Ray, Minister of State and Independent TD for Kerry. Michael, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.